spring cleaning. Get ready for love.
Welcome to Rosie on the House. It is hour number four, the 10 o'clock hour, the housing specific topic. We dive deep with local experts on one specific area of the home. Could be windows. Could be roofing. Might be doorknobs.
Never done.
Might be
doorknobs.
Lighting. I said it could be. I didn't
say
we had.
Oh, could be. Could be.
Could be one on window drapery.
Could be.
Blind replacement.
Mm-hmm, good one.
Yeah, but today we're talking cleaning with First Class Green Cleaning. We have Jason Kaler, just like Taylor, but with a K, Jason Kaler, and Corey Thompson of First Class Green Cleaning. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Thank you very much.
Y'all have been with us a long time. In fact, when you acquired the company, it was EcoFresh Carpet Cleaning. And generally speaking, when a Rosie on the House certified partner, one of our contractors, has an ownership change, it's very rare that their certification has been able to maintain. Y'all bought it from a gentleman by the name of Philip Beer. He's really into sustainability, and he went into more of the development of the energy-free lifestyle in homes, and had sold his EcoFresh Green Cleaning. Y'all acquired it, changed it to First Class Green Cleaning. 10 years? I'm asking.
We've owned it since 2011, so it's not quite 10 years.
Not quite 10 years? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Getting there, though.
Yeah, it's getting there.
It will be, yeah. Well, congratulations. Y'all have done a wonderful job, and you've added a lot of services in addition to your carpet cleaning. Take us through your laundry list.
Well, basically, we do anything you
get
can.
It.
We
Hello.
Say.
Laundry list.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't do laundry. I don't do that, but we do anything you can sit, walk, or sleep on. So, I mean, if you do... You know, your carpet, your natural stone, your tile, your, you know, the furniture you sit on, or even the mattresses if you want to get all the, you know, junk out from, you know, sleeping at night on it. We can take care of all that and make it nice and clean. We use stuff that baby safe and pet approved. You don't have to worry about any chemicals.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you're having a hard time cleaning something, maybe you want to, you've seen a product on TV, you'd like an opinion on whether or not to invest the money before you order it online for the special offer now. While we'll send you a second one if you call in the next 10 minutes. Maybe we'll address some of those. Or you can text questions to 411-923. And, of course, there's always the email info@rosieonthehouse.com. I think we'll start with probably our most popular cleaning question we get, and that's tile grout, whether it's floor, shower, countertop. Cleaning that grout.
Well, you got different situations with each one. I mean, the one on the floor, more often than not, the issue you have is people are cleaning it with the stuff they buy at the store that they're told is, you know, good cleaner, but it's got a residue. And like with a ceramic tile, the dirt and junk that's on the tile, it cleans right off of the tile, but it falls into that grout joint. And that grout joint's made of, you know, Portland cement, so it just absorbs everything and it gets caked on. It looks real black and nasty, and you almost got to get down with a toothbrush and some cleaner to get it out. We have, you know, bigger machinery that can flush it out a little quicker, but so it's a little easier for us than for you to get a toothbrush on your hands and knees. But you know, if people would use a steamer or something instead of all that chemical that, you know, leaves a residue.
So less is more,
pretty much,
is what I'm hearing.
Does the residue, I guess over time the residue would then collect more stuff again, so it's kind of a vicious circle.
Yeah, so you wind up with these really dark grout joints that you don't know what happened to them, and they're evenly dirty all over.
Somebody that got our newsletter and read the article, has the pictures that were in that were the ones y'all had sent us. And I mean, you can see exactly where you stopped and took the picture in the middle of your job. It looks like two separate pictures put side by side, but it's the same floor. You could just see where the progression of the cleaning had come through.
That was a travertine. That was a natural stone. So, I mean, that's even worse when you use some cleaners because the whole thing gets dirty because the stone absorbs too. You know, with ceramic and porcelain, the tile doesn't absorb anything. So you have to, you know, usually the ceramic isn't the issue. It's the grout joints.
And do y'all ever do any sealing of the grout behind that or recommend it to the homeowners?
Yeah, we do it. It's a 50-50. You know, some people don't want it. Some people do. I mean, it's one of those things. If you get a stain in a grout channel, you can, you know, if you can't get it out, then you can always just, you know, have a handyman or one of the Rosie guys come out and take out the grout joint and put the color back in that we cleaned it up to. So, you know, it's one of those things. Some people don't care for it, and some people do. So it's a 50-50.
And do you have a certain amount of time you have to stay off of that to let the the grout hydrate, or can you go right behind it and put that sealer on?
Oh, yeah. We use a really good thick sealer that we can actually, we dry it while we're cleaning. So we clean the first place and we work our way out, and we got air movers and stuff. We make sure the grout's dry before we're done, but it's always the same day deal.
Nice.
Yeah.
You clean it and dry it at the same time with air movers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some, you know, if we're sealing it, we want to make sure the grout is as dry as it can be so that it can absorb as much, you know, of the sealer as it can. Because if you got water in there, you're diluting the sealer. So you want to make sure it's, you know, as close to bone dry as you can get it. And you put that sealer in, especially when you're just doing ceramic and, you know, you're just doing the grout joints. So yeah. You want that protected and you want it to actually absorb stuff.
On new installs, we tell people stay off for the tile for at least a month to let it completely hydrate and then seal it. Now, it's pretty unrealistic, especially if someone's already living in the home. But, yeah, it is the drier that gets, the cleaner. So that's tile.
Mm-hmm.
What about some other surfaces? Y'all were talking about carpet at top of the hour, and that's one of those industries you could say they don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, they came up with the fluorochemicals that protect the carpet, and those fluorochemicals are great. They help your carpet stay, you know, cleaner longer, but when they wear off, you got less carpet. It seems like you have less carpet body and fiber to stand up to the wear and tear that the 15, 20-year-old carpet was just built a little thicker, it seems.
So what's the oldest carpet y'all are cleaning right now?
Mine, we have...
I know you have customers that probably you mine. Visit regularly.
No, I used to clean for a gentleman that owned an airfield out in way out west, Lake Pleasant, and he lived on probably carpet from the 60s. It was original carpet. It cleaned up pretty nice, too, and it was super colorful, but... Yeah.
When I ask you that, I ask them every time they come out, is it time yet? And you always tell me it's really good carpet because it is older, it was made better, and you say as long as I'm happy with it and it cleans up well, why would you change it?
Mm-hmm.
So what makes it different? So when I get to the point where I feel like it's dirty and I want you to come out and you fix it all up and then I'm convinced I can keep it longer, what is the process that makes your cleaning so much better than if I were to go to the store and rent one of those hand things?
Well, I mean, one of the biggest thing is, I mean, our machinery is, you know, truck mounted. So it's the, you know, you got a lot more heat, you got a lot more power, you got a lot more suction. So we're going to get the carpet drier. And then, you know, comparing when you're looking at other cleaners, one of the big things is, do they vacuum first? You know, do you vacuum the carpet before, even if you were to rent a machine, do you vacuum all that dust and dirt out before you actually start getting it wet? Because you want to, you know, what's easier to get out, dust or mud? You know, so you got to really, a lot of people are going to rent that machine and think, okay, I'm just going to get to work. And they start working on it and, you know, they have, you know, mud, and then the carpet looks dirtier than it was when they started. So that's one thing to avoid.
And the really great thing is the first time I had y'all out, I was really surprised how dry the carpet was when you finished.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there's an issue if your carpet is wet for very long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a breeding ground for mites and different things, or molds if you're not getting it. And it's also not safe for babies to crawl on, I understand, if it's still damp. So
yeah, if there's certain chemicals in there, yeah. You got to worry about that.
Which is another difference for you guys, is what you use in the actual cleaning solution, correct?
Yeah, we use a product that is soap-free, residue-free. It's got no odors, so nothing added to it. The guys that make
it. Is it water?
No.
Oh, okay.
It looks like water, though. You would think it was, but it's from what I've been told by the people that make it out in Indiana. It's a saltwater baking soda mixed with some stabilizing stuff in it, and they've been around since the 70s. It's Green Seal certified, so... There's not many cleaning agents that are available for us as professionals to purchase that are Green Seal certified. So,
okay. Really, so what does the Green Seal certification entail?
You know what? They put it through this whole rigorous testing of, you know, these chemicals are known to be bad for the environment and for people. And, you know, if it has any of those things on it, it's just they take it off and it can't pass. And so a lot of guys that make, you know, they create their own green stuff. You know, like, oh, this is, you know, green this or green that, it's certified. And it's like, oh, yeah, but that's, you know, not the one that's actually recognized. You can look it up. I believe it's greenseal.org.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the site you can go to check out all their stuff. But you know, it's one of those things. I like it because, and it's also wool safe certified. So the stuff is safe on wool carpet, and wool's more sensitive. So you got to be careful. You know, you don't want to drop, you know, Tropic Thunder chemical on, you know, wool because it'll damage it.
What's the best care for carpet? I've heard stuff from manufacturers of, you know, vacuum it daily. Who's going to do that?
I don't know if you want to vacuum it daily. I mean, this is Arizona. This is one of the dustier places. And I think, I mean, one thing I've heard in the industry is once per every 2 beating hearts in the house, and that includes animals. I think you need to do it at least twice a week out here. And the way we explain it to people is, you know, if you're only doing it once every 2 weeks when the major there, that's just not enough, because we hear that a lot. But if you do it once a week, then just try, you know, 3 days later, just do the walkways, you know, where you walked in only that. That way you at least get the traffic areas dust free, because that dust is going to scratch the carpet up. And when it scratches it up, it looks dingy, but you can't, you know, you can't fix scratch carpet. It's called abrasion. So that's one thing to look out for.
What do you think about these robot vacuums? Are they?
Oh, I don't like them.
Oh, no?
No, I really don't, because we've done a couple of jobs. Corey and I just did one like 2 weeks ago where you could see circles. And you could, it's actually damaging the carpet. And you could see, like, when it goes up in the bedroom, up to the dresser, and then it leaves a little circle. And you could tell it turned bright.
Find the next way to go.
Yeah, and it's got a little circle line that's around the whole room. And there's these little kind of circular, but they're like, you know, circle rectangles, kind of like that snake game you used to play on your cell phone.
Crop signs in your carpet.
Yeah. And it's actually etching it. When we tried to clean, some carpets are sensitive to that. It's abrasion again. And so it's just, you know, it left these little marks all over the carpet. Like, are you using a Roomba? And she's like, yeah. Oh.
I can tell. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
We have a gal in the office who was just saying how much she wants to buy one, and she's going to be brokenhearted. She thought that was her answer to everything. Turn that thing on, leave the house.
Right.
So, well, that's good to know. And I had never even thought of that. I was really asking as it relates to how well they actually vacuum.
I can't see them vacuuming that well. They don't have much room to hold dirt.
Yeah, where does the dirt go?
I know. You got to constantly. That was my thought.
Yeah,
they
can't. Yeah, you're supposed to, if you use a bag vacuum or a canister vacuum, you're supposed to, I mean, some of these new technology ones, they don't ever lose suction, but if you're using a bag, you're supposed to not let it get more than like 50%. I mean, some say 30% full, and then you start losing suction.
Corey, Jason, first class green cleaning. We're getting our spring cleaning done here at Rosie on the House. More when we get back. It's your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. If you have a question for the guys, it's 1-888-767-4348.